Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi there. My name's Emily Bullion, and I'm a third-year student here in the graduate program in the Gideon Institute of Psychology. I'm married to a man named Lewis. We've been married for 14 years and have three children. I chose the Gideon Institute of Psychology under the psychology program of HBU because it aligned with my values. It was very important for me to choose a school that valued the realities of scriptures and the discoveries of science. I found here at HBU that our program to be exceptional in contrast with other programs that I was considering when I applied for graduate school. Once you get into graduate school, you learn a lot about worldview. And at HBU, we make sure that the worldview is God-focused. It's a Christ-centered, clinically informed program. Whereas in most counseling programs, you're going to get a psychology, which is not bad and is still of God, but it's focused more on the self creating the reality. And it was very important to me that because of who I am, I can't be a different person at school and at work and in my studies. I'm the kind of person that would like to combine my professional way of which I conduct business and counseling as well as the same way I am on Sunday, I would like to be on Wednesdays when I'm in my office. So this program just was a nice marriage of that for me. I can be my Christian self. I also believe in the power of Jesus and his healing and the Holy Spirit coming into the counseling room. And as a Christian, why would I not use that in my profession? So the Christian Psychology Department and the Gideon Institute was a perfect match for me. In my own life, I experienced my own brokenness. And I'm your typical counseling student in that I desire to share with others the healing that I have found. And the way in which I found healing was through applying biblical principles and Christ-informed counseling through lay counseling called Inner Healing. And I think what Dr. Johnson and HBU is doing is they're combining the things that are left out. I think if you can marry biblical principles and psychology research and discovery, you have this beautiful marriage of a complete and whole program that is not out there. I feel like lay counseling and biblical counseling is incomplete because it does not include the discoveries of science. And I feel like the science of psychology is incomplete because it does not include the care of souls or the realities that God has provided for us in Scripture.
You know, that was really eloquently said.
Thank you.
It really was.
Thank you.
And we're just proud, Emily, to have you today sharing with us. And this area that you're soon to graduate with a graduate degree, and you've said it well, the mixture of a biblical worldview with the best in science and Christian psychology. Those are not oxymorons, and they don't have to be oxymoronic.
Correct.
They come together beautifully. Mm-hmm. Now, you said you received healing.
Yes.
Do you feel like sharing what you felt received healing for?
Absolutely. I'll share parts of my story.
Sure.
I had a past of an eating disorder that manifested itself in my late teens, and my healing journey included traditional counseling from Christians, but also along my journey led me to the Inner Healing Movement, which is popular in churches. It's a lay movement.
Sure.
And I received benefits from both. Each gave me something that the other did not. And once I got to a place where I felt whole enough, right, and on the healing side enough, my focus changed from how I can help myself to thinking like, wow, there is more joy and peace on this earth than I even knew existed. And it turned into a passion of mine to then just figure out how can I marry these two together and give the best of both worlds. And how can I get this out to other people? Because I want them to experience what I've experienced, to go from suffering to a knowing in your heart of what grace is rather than just only intellectually is just the most beautiful, transforming experience. And now that I have it for myself, anybody that gets it, it's not a work anymore. You rest in it, and it's something you want to share. You can't help but share it.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, early in my career, I spoke in, you know, hundreds of cities and spoke to a few million students. And it was based on teenage suicide and drug and alcohol abuse. It was me. That's what I was. I was a pot smoke. I was the happiest kid to get high with, you know?
Yes.
And if you wanted to get high and have a big barrel of fun, you hung out with Jared. But it left,
I can relate.
Yeah, and it left me, unfortunately, ill. And the doctor back in those days put me on Valium and sleeping pills, dummy. And, you know, I was going to commit suicide. I was depressed. And then, thank God, I was sent to a youth camp and received Christ. I actually had my granddaughter do a paper on me the other day. And she calls me Papa. And as I was telling my story, she said, Papa, like, you went through all that? I said, yeah. And didn't your mom tell you? But, you know, these personal hurts motivate us, don't they? And I think it's the healing we received.
Yes, I think our calling is always associated somewhat with our pain and the way we've worked through it. I think we can look for clues as to where we can serve Jesus through what we've overcome, through him and in him. I think those are the most potent and effective Christians that are out there. Not the ones telling you how to do and what to do, but then the ones who have received and spread. It's like an organic, holistic spread.
And Eric Johnson is transparent.
Yes, he is.
He draws from the truth and transparency of his own soul.
Yes, he does.
In addition to his scholarship.
Yes.
This is effective.
Yes, it is. And it's, what I always tell people is that psychology a lot is based on behavior modification. And to me, that's a work.
Sure.
Whereas true transformation is something you rest in. It's a knowing, but it's a subjective knowing within your heart and soul. It goes past through just your mind and your brain. So you're not out there just working against your triggers. And you have a partner. You have a partner in Jesus. You have a partner in the Holy Spirit. And you have a God who you can trust and begin to surrender all these areas of your life too.
Now, help me understand how a mother of three children, because it says you chase your children, which most of my grandkids you have to chase. I mean, how do you have time to do a graduate degree?
I think you make time for the things that you care about. I've had to move this up to the top of my list. And a lot of things like laundry and cleanliness and appointments sometimes go amiss. But I have passion and a drive within myself that I cannot not do it, even at this time in my life when, you're right, this is the fast lane of life and motherhood with the ages that my kids are at right now.
And then tell me about your husband. Is he supportive?
Absolutely. Could not do it without my husband. I have a husband that is also a Christian. I've drug him along my healing process, so he's also received a lot of it as well. Jesus put us in places together, and he was willing to come. He believes in what I'm doing. He believes. He's run workshops with me. We've done seminars before in parenting. He'll do it with me. He'll take kids to appointments in the school, and it's been good for us too, because I used to probably do everything, and if he was doing it, I left out a giant list for him to take care of. But there's no list anymore, and whatever he gets done is great, and just a lot more looseness around our house coming from me as mom.
That's beautiful, and I think that one of the ways we're going to reach this demographic that has kind of turned off stained glass churchianity is getting transparent, building a bridge of honesty to them. Now, you've talked about seminars you've done. What have they been on and why?
So I've led the inner healing classes that helped me so much. I began running probably a year or two after I did them. I also had a baby in between there, so that set me back a year. It's called Elijah House School of Ministry. It's an inner healing movement, which I love because it's so approachable. There's no scientific and academic jargon within it. A lot of the language in that is also in psychology. It's just different words used for it. I think what we as Christians have to do in positions that I'm trying to find myself in and that Dr. Johnson is in is we have to learn the language system of both sections, if you will. We have to learn the language system of psychology, academia. but we also have to learn the language system of the church and the healing system of the church. And for the church, from my experience, from what I've seen, it's like your celebrate recoveries, and which is more psychology driven, but your inner healing is more biblically driven and biblically principle based. So I think I got off there on your question.
No, perfect response. You know, and as I said when Dr. Johnson was here, we do have these biblically inspired people who have this kind of sola scriptura attitude.
Yes.
Scripture alone.
Right.
And you bring up Christian psychology, Christian psychiatry. Oh my gosh.
If you are the psychology at all, you're out.
Yeah, yes. It's like a dirty word.
Yes.
This is wrong.
I think so.
It's produced some really damaging things, because you and I both know mental hospitals across America have a certain percentage of religious people in all of them. And religion not properly balanced, faith, whatever synonym we want to use here, can have some devastating consequences when it's out of balance, when it doesn't have realism to it.
Sure. When you say words like that, what I think of, are you familiar with the word trauma in psychology?
Sure.
I'm a big fan of all of the research on trauma, because I believe that you can almost, I like to know the why of why someone is behaving in the way they are. Mm-hmm. And I think you can, to me, sometimes counselors are trauma hunters, and you're looking for behavior modification wins, but you're also looking for the why. And from a Christian psychology perspective, you can trace the fall, the first trauma of humanity in the world. And if you want to, you can trace everything back to that. So I keep getting off.
No.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Put me back on track.
Well, I have this debate going with my 12-year-old granddaughter,
Emily.
Okay,
I have a 12-year-old at home, so
yeah.
Tell me.
Oh, well, I mean, she's 12 going intellectually on 27. But I say that Lily should not have a cell phone.
Right.
And, of course, I'm all wrong.
Right.
And we have this very spirited debate.
Sure.
Because I just don't know that it's normal to be injected in this constant social text friendship world.
It's a lot.
Anyhow,
right.
Help me understand, going back to eating disorders, because they tell me that a lot of girls see these girls on Instagram that look incredible and they don't feel like they look incredible, and it propels them into some kind of eating disorder. Is that true?
I think that it can propel them into a body image issue for sure.
Yeah.
But to be propelled to say that propels them into a full-blown eating disorder, I believe that's very multifactorial, and that could be one factor of it. But there's a whole list of other things that I would be looking for to see if someone's at risk for a full-blown eating disorder.
And so I know you have gone through that, received healing. You're going to get your graduate degree. What's next, and what is the ultimate vision of your life, or missional vision?
Sure. My simply put is just to help whoever God puts in front of me, whether it be in a teaching capacity, in a counseling room, or in some sort of group setting, in person, online, just to share the hope in recovery, the hope in grace, and what that's like when you apply it to your own life, when you appropriate it in your mind, heart, and soul. And I really just want people to experience the joy and peace that I know is available and that a lot of people are missing.
And how did you get attracted to HBU? You're an Aggie, we'll acknowledge that.
Sure.
There are many Aggies around here. Mm-hmm. Go Aggies. But you could have gone anywhere.
Sure.
How did you zone in on HBU, Eric Johnson, and the unique team here?
The Gideon Institute starting exactly when I started was completely happenstance. I chose HBU because, actually, I applied years and years ago when my oldest two were babies, thinking about going to grad school, and I had sent something into HBU and several other colleges around that I was within driving distance. I actually live up north, about an hour away, and shelved it. And then I started doing all this inner healing type stuff and church stuff and thought, oh, this is where I want to be. This is accomplishing my passion and my goals. I don't need to go back to school. And I was actually driving in my car to Chick-fil-A to pick up my children lunch and to come back after I'd led an inner healing session at my home. And I was just having a conversation with God, and Lindsay Harger called me on the phone. I guess she had pulled up my information as a person that had previously applied and told me about the new program that was being started up and asked if I was interested. And I said I was, and just was one of those things where I felt like that was just what I was supposed to do next, and I trusted it. I trust my gut a lot. I don't really plan a lot, which helps me and hurts me in a lot of ways. And so I went to the new student orientation, and one thing led to another, and then this is where I came. But I was definitely going to choose. It was very important to me that this institution is Christian and that aligned with my values and beliefs.
And what has it been like studying under Dr. Johnson and colleagues? I mean,
I cannot imagine not having Dr. Johnson at any other institution. My experience would have been discounted, and I believe my faith would have been challenged in ways that I wasn't even ready for.
Right.
Whereas studying under Dr. Johnson has afforded me the opportunity to think about God and his ways of doing things in like a mind-exploding way. So he's increased my thinking capabilities, and my faith has been challenged, but in a good way, in like a growth way. Wherever I had walls, they've been torn down, and I've had to reconstruct, okay, how big is this God, and what can he do? So when I say it's been challenged, it's been a good challenge for me. And I'll walk away intellectually much more prepared and smarter, if you will, and my love for Jesus will have grown, and my appreciation for what Dr. Johnson is doing here is, it's hard to even put into words because it is so counterculture to what other institutions do. And once you read his books, he's so smart. It's hard to understand. Yeah. You have to read it a few times.
Yeah.
He's just a brilliant man. But and Dr. Cook too, he's been wonderful, and they balance each other out well as two heads of a program. But I feel very fortunate to be able to have learned from him. And in the future, I would love to retake his classes as an audit, because I feel like I've gotten this much and I want this much. And the more if I sit there and hear it, I think each time I could get more chunks.
You know, Emily, as we both know, the abused abuse, and people that are emotionally abused abuse people emotionally.
Sure.
And, you know, we see the shrapnel of that in our society today.
Mm-hmm.
Declining marriage rate, declining marriages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this emotional, I think of it as like emotional wellness. Maybe that's a mm-hmm. short definition, but an insufficient one. Let's talk about next steps.
Sure.
In your academic career. What are they going to be when you get that graduate degree?
So once I graduate, I'll have to take a state licensure test.
Okay.
And I will have to pass that. I'll have to pass a Texas jurisprudence test. Then I'll have to apply for licensure in the state of Texas. I will have to find a supervisor. You're required to get 3,000 postgraduate hours under supervision, which you want as a brand new counselor. It's basically just someone holding your hand, helping you become a competent counselor. And then after that, the title I'll receive during that process is a LPC associate, licensed professional counselor associate. And then once that's done, I resubmit paperwork and apply for full licensure, and then I will just be a licensed professional counselor, period.
Well, and so you will end up counseling folks.
I will end up counseling folks in a traditional setting, yes.
Well, I know a number of healthy people that have really great Christian counselors.
Mm.
And the dear Lord knows I probably need one.
I've had my own fair share.
I think type A's like me really need a counselor.
Mm.
Because, you know, the thing I struggle with is not having enough margin in my life.
Sure.
I was just mentored by people where you go and blow until you, like
fall
the bug
over.
Hitting your windshield.
Sure.
So counselors are so vital. I see why that industry's growing.
Mm.
About 35% of our enrollees in HBU programs are in some kind of psych counseling-oriented study.
Sure.
That's a third.
Do you know why?
I'd like to hear that from Emily.
Oh, I think a lot of them are younger, right?
Right.
18 to 22.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them are trying to get to know themselves.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. And they're trying to understand their journey, and by participating in those classes. And then some people just have an appetite for observing humans and human behavior as well.
But we do know that when Joey, the hacked-off employee, goes home and gets a gun and comes back to work and shoots people, mm-hmm. we understand, yes, corporate America woke up and said, we should have a trained counselor mm-hmm. on our team.
Sure.
Coca-Cola Bottling Company has a chaplain in all their Southeast location, not CCE, but Coca-Cola Consolidated.
Wow.
They told me all about it. I mean, so this is pervasive to mm-hmm. most of the industry that realizes the world that we're in now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
We go home from working all day long and watch the news give us Ukrainian carnage footage that, boy, you just wouldn't have a heart in you if you didn't say, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And the news has become the morbidity report, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the world that we live in now.
It is.
On speed dial.
Mm-hmm.
So you are a bright light. And man, we just commend you for following your vision.
Thank you.
And we need you and leaders like you. Emily Bullion graduated from Texas A&M in 2006 with a BA in speech communication, a minor in psychology and business. Soon to finish a graduate degree in counseling to share healing that Jesus has graciously given to her. You've served as Heart Revival Ministries team member in mm-hmm. 2016, a facilitator for the Trained Elijah House School of Ministry, Hearts for Children, Passion for Purpose, a founding member of the International Association of Prayer Ministries 2021, and is also a passionate prayer minister and pastoral counselor and a speaker at retreats and seminars. She views counseling as a personal career call to walk with others in their pain. I love that. God bless you.
Thank you.
We need many more Emilys in the world. You can contact Emily at bbullion, B-U-L-L-I-O-N, b@hbu.edu. And check out all that's available through the Gideon School and the academic programs under Dr. Johnson, hbu.edu, the graduate school. So much. Think of what could happen to this country. And I always think of, we've got to create a revolution in the nation.
Me too.
And that's taking 1,000 Emilys and firing them up to go.
Thank you. You're giving me a lot of credit. I think I'm just walking a path that I've had other people in my life that have done this for me, so.
I totally agree. And we both are the benefactors of great mentors in our life. But we have to pass this baton on. So God bless you and thank you for sharing today. We're really excited about where you're going. Keep us in touch, will you?
Well, thank you.
All right, blessing to you.
You too.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.